Is it curiosity or intellectual indigestion? Like food. Human Design, the company, has many suggested ways to eat, except what is missing for most people: eat when you are hungry. Why wouldn't they have that eating style? Because today's spoiled rotten humanity doesn't know what hunger is. With the size of portions that can feed a family, hunger is not possible. So today's human eats to mitigate discomfort, most of which is caused by too much food. What? Yeah, too much food, food that is made of edible and inedible elements, food that is not digestible for the individual causes indigestion. And indigestion masquerades as hunger. In my eating style assessment, I encourage everyone to eat by true hunger. True hunger. That wants what it wants. Natural. But interestingly, we, modern humans, behave the same way with everything. We gobble stuff up, most of those are not suitable for human consumption. And then we are surprised at our flat effect, at our lack of vitality, our lack of curiosity, our lack of inspiration. Input. Output. Is this what they are talking about when they want you to have life-work balance? We are different in what fills your energy up. I get filled up by contemplating. I cause myself to digest the information, to process it, to evaluate it, to take the nourishment out of it if there is any. Contemplation is like digestion, but for intellectual food. No contemplation results in intellectual indigestion. Contemplation is not automatic. It is actually work you impose on yourself. I happen to love contemplation, but you may not. You may think that the information that entered is going to do something good, but you are mistaken. It is not what goes inside, it is only what is digested that can make a difference. I am old, and about 3 weeks ago I started to experience pain even moving around in the apartment. So I decided to use my expensive, stretching machine daily. I decided that I can't have my morning tea until I had my stretching done. It's been working, and I am feeling a lot more flexible, and I'm experiencing no pain. Even some of the extra weight is melting off. Yesterday, just for fun, I read the instructions, and it said breath normally. So after 3 weeks doing the moves, I started to pay attention to my breathing. I was holding my breath. So half of today's stretching moves I was breathing normally. There was a piece of information I never digested until today. It was there, but I didn't contemplate it. At all. If contemplating doesn't make sense to you, then you are probably empty. Running on empty. Contemplation, digesting what comes in, is what allows me to fill myself up so that I can have something to give. To myself, to life, to you. I have some conversations. Some conversations leave me with more to ponder than others. And some leave me richer than what I was before the conversation. Other conversations leave me emptier. Parched. Weakened. Reading seems like a good way to fill myself up. And yet. Unless the reading material is material for contemplation, it's toxic. To me. And like all toxins that can't be processed, it goes straight to fat like food that is undigested. If you pay attention, I use some magic words that could tell you, direct you to seeing what enriches you and what robs you. Most people run on just above empty. And yet most people are bloated, flabby, and not agile. Lots of undigested stuff. From books, from courses, conversations, even from calls with me. If I consider my experience guidance, I stop reading every 20 to 30 minutes, to let what I'd read to settle. I need a break from almost any video or audio, also around every 20 to 30 minutes. So maybe my classes should not be as long as they are. Maybe I should add a break every 20 to 30 minutes, or even make my classes only that long? Overfeeding, overconsuming. Never digesting. Culture, social media, any media works like force-feeding geese. Too much for the brain to process. Contemplation, mulling it over, ruminating, is how the brain digests with information and input. If you believe that your mental/emotional digestive juices are strong enough to digest what comes at you at the speed of thought instantly, you are mistaken. It is not understanding that is missing mainly, it is digesting and incorporating the input. Just like food, the mental/emotional input needs to hang out and marinate inside so the parts are broken down to tiny bits, and then even tinier bits, so the thought bacteria can eat it and digest it. Of course, it is not called thought bacteria. But as an analogy, it is perfect. Homo sapiens is not wise. Wisdom comes from what is digested, not the input. Homo sapiens wants to understand, but has little if any inclination or habit to properly digest the information. The ever-growing input makes humanity constipated, fat, and hungry. But why would a human not be inclined to digest what they see, hear, read? Why wouldn't a human not think of mulling it over? The answer is not complimentary. We are still 3-year-olds claiming that we already know that we don't need help tying our shoelaces. It is from the still active entitlement genes, the child genes, that makes us feel entitled to know, automatically, without any effort. Some of my students always ask questions. Their questions belie the fact that they don't think it is their job to think it over, to mull it over, to process. Their questions ask me to do the work for them. But I can't. It is your job. But the entitlement genes don't allow you to know that. The same students are the ones who never go beyond consuming in any area of life, and never even attempt at getting good at anything. They buy courses, but never go beyond force-feeding themselves with the information. Be it music, skills, anything. The DNA adjustment's first action is to turn the entitlement genes off. While those genes are on, even just one, the person cannot see that it is their job. That it is theirs to work towards what they want. That nothing can be given to you in a format that it is useful or usable to you. The full benefit from using the stretching machine has two components, the movements and the breathing. Stretching is what removes blockages. But without proper breathing, it can't. So the information has been there. But until I was ready to incorporate it, it was there useless to me. The delusion is caused by the child gene. That delusion makes you think you can know instantly. To the degree that fancy that what you consume is good. While it is bad, crap, and you think it's gold. My delusion score is 10%. How did I lower it and how do I maintain it? First, I limit what comes in. Second, I spend a disproportionate amount of time digesting, pondering, attempting to teach what I heard, discuss it, write an article about it. How much time? About 5 hours a day. And I don't even count the time when I am processing the stuff while I am half asleep, half the night. I don't filter, don't try to understand, don't try to digest things while I read or hear them. I cannot listen and process easily. Instead, I allow everything to come in, knowing that I'll sort it out later. Digest it if it is useful or discard if it turns out to be crap or toxic or worthless. If you ask me about a video I just watched, I'll probably say, I need to think about it. I'll refuse to freeze a first impression into a lasting impression, that is the cause of most delusions. And most importantly, I do not pile mental indigestion on top of mental indigestion. A side note here, when I do workshops, I am forced to multitask, hear and respond. But instead I mostly, 70% of the time, allow the brain to process what it heard. And then I answer. 30% of the time I shoot from the hip. We can say I didn't give my brain time to digest. Maybe that is why I am so drained after workshops. Sigh. In the physical term, most hunger you feel is not hunger, it is indigestion. It feels exactly like hunger. You can tell though it isn't if and when you put your palm against your stomach and you feel into it. The stomach tells a different story, it is not ready to receive more food. It would prefer to puke. Until and unless you digest what you read, heard or saw, you'll always feel hungry. But it is indigestion. In terms of the body, the ability to digest hard-to-digest food depends on your digestive fire. Your pitta. Even intellectually you could be categorized as pitta, kapha, or vata. Intellectually I am a pitta. I keep my digestive fire high by spending time digesting what comes at me mentally and emotionally. Vatas are windbags. Whatever goes in immediately creates useless gas and comes right out. Gas, a side effect of what went in. Kaphas on the other hand are chronically constipated with an overwhelming desire to speak. Pitas are in the best position to make the most of what goes in. But they need to be mindful not to consume stuff that is too rich for their system. Or too much. Now, what can you do with this information? From your current disposition it is quite predictable what you will do with it. But let me know what you could do. If you went against your own grain. 1. Reduce your delusion gently. Consider that you are getting nothing from what is being said, and give yourself time to digest. If you need to read it again, listen to it again. Please do that. And refrain from wanting to understand it as you listen. Allow it to go in. I have a student who, for reasons of her own, doesn't understand what is being said while on the call. So as soon as she gets access to the recording, she starts to study in earnest. She is showing marked improvement in every area, especially in happiness. And it is all due to her willingness to get as much nourishment from the material as she can. 2. Give up the notion that you know, that you are smart, that you got what there was to get. You didn't. In another measure I measure the flow through, i.e. how much of what is being said gets through to you. Unless you digest everything that you had consumed before, It is now preventing you from getting new information and accommodating it. A true story. One of my coaches has had a habit that has served him well. He reads a book and reads it again, digesting and redigesting. He has listened to everything he felt he needed at least 10 times, has read it 10 times, and has protected himself, isolated himself from everything he doesn't find useful. For the past 3 years he lived with this woman who was, by the nature of their relationship, treated as an employee or student. So in all his videos he talked and she laughed at every joke he cracked. The dynamic was obvious, he was the teacher and she was the disciple. Then he knocked her up and they got married. And being the mother of his child, she is now equal. So she doesn't laugh at his jokes, she argues. Loudly. But she is 96% delusional. He now allows CRAP to get through to him. And the formerly brilliant person is now 91% delusional. What he writes shows delusions of grandeur. It doesn't make sense. 90% of his output is ranting, about politicized SHD that has nothing to do with what he should be doing. He became a windbag. Just letting off gas. What makes you, what makes her, what makes him so ready and so willing to be delusional? What makes you delusional and spout nonsense is what you made up about yourself when you were little. While your entitlement genes were still on. This is not psychology. This is ontology, being science. Everything that is dysfunctional about you, all your emotional issues come from that one thing. You can't get what you want from life is because of that one thing. Once you reasonably resolve that one thing through digestion and contemplation, you will be able to start a life where you can have success, and maybe even happiness. But you, in my experience, won't get there through attacking the original cause. It has been perpetuated by certain harmful modes of reacting to life. These harmful reactions are cataloged in the Bach energies. These harmful reactions need to be dealt with, one by one. If you don't, the original issue, the original cause will not only survive, but get stronger. The less Bach energies are active in your system, the closer you get to being free. I have gotten myself down to one. My base one. Gentian. And I can safely deal with one. I can recognize it, and say no to the energy. You may have 8 or more Bach energies active, making your life chaotic. Some of my students have reduced their emotional load to 3, 4, 5. And their life has more light in it than before. The Bach energies method has 2 parts. 1. Identifying the unproductive emotions. They all come from the original incident and your reaction to it. The Bach profile is always a snapshot. 2. Once you know your Bach profile, you can use the Bach energies audios, 48, to weaken or disengage the emotional reaction to some feeling. Feelings are always guidance. Emotions are never a guidance. Unless you consider guidance when you are guided straight to hell. I know, not funny. When I started, I had 13 unproductive emotional energies regularly activated: aspen, beech, chestnut bud, gentian, heather, holly, pine, star of Bethlehem, vervain, vine, white chestnut, willow, yew. I started with holly. Hard-hearted, unkind, unsympathetic. Beech. Judgmental was the second. The last one to have victory over was the gentian: self-doubt, no trust in the outcome, quick to give up. Until tomorrow night you can get a discount on your full Bach profile. It will show you where you need work. And you'll have the option, inside the shopping cart, to add the 48 Bach energies to your purchase. Get your full Bach profile. Until Monday midnight you can use the coupon code BATCHWEEK to get a discount on your full Bach profile. And because you probably have no idea what to do with this information, I'll do a short webinar to demonstrate what to do so you can mitigate the energies, one by one, the way I did it. It is included. No need to buy anything more. If you have bought Bach stuff before, I'll send you an invitation.